The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, marketers and SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. Joining me today is Rodrigo LaSanta, who is the lead SEO specialist at Digivate, which is a digital marketing agency that uses data, technology, and user psychology to make their clients stand out online. Yesterday, Rodrigo and I talked about the importance of SEO in website redesign and migrations. Today, we're going to continue our conversation by discussing hreflang tags and the relevancy on international websites.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Hrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Hrefs just launched Hrefs Webmaster Tools. Hrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Hrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Hrefs Webmaster Tools at hrefs.com/AWT. That's AHREFS.com/AWT.
Okay. Here's my conversation with Rodrigo LaSanta, the lead SEO specialist at Digivate. Rodrigo, welcome back to the Voice of Search podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you back on. And, you know, yesterday we went pretty deep into migrations and redesigns. You know, we covered everything from what do you do before you start the journey in terms of communication, building that trust and relationship, all the way through the checklist, the migration checklist, and the process of ensuring that you've met all the SEO requirements, and then kind of the post-live efforts of evaluating the success of a launch. And so that was a really useful episode. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, please go back to yesterday's episode and dive in. Today, we're kind of going into the international topic, the international websites, and specifically hreflang tags. But Rodrigo, before we get started, can you give our listeners a little bit of background on hreflang tags, what their purpose is, how they work, and then we can get into the relevancy of them.
Yeah. So the hreflang tag is basically a way of telling Google and other search engines which are the different variations based on language and target country of some of your pages. So for example, if you have a page about blue trousers in Spanish, and you have it as well in English for the UK, you want Google to understand that you have different variations of that page, and you use hreflang tag for that.
And, you know, the hreflang tag, right, is only specifically used in certain scenarios, right? Can you give our listeners a little bit of context on when you should be using it and applying it to your website?
It's mainly for international websites that have content in different languages and that are targeting different countries. There are cases where you're going to see that you're going to need it 100% because you're going to see instances of Google not understanding very well which pages they're going to have to rank in specific countries. I can give an example of this. One of our clients, we saw a few months ago that they are an international company. They have offices in Spain, offices in many different countries in Europe, and they had a Spanish pages ranking in the UK. in Spanish. So obviously that is an issue because if people are searching for their products here in London and they get shown the page in Spanish, they might be lost a little bit. It's not good from a user perspective, right? So we are working with them at the moment to improve that, and we have already created a Trevlan DAC for them, and we are working on the implementation to fix this.
I mean, and I think one of the interesting things, especially for SEOs who are newer to the industry, that most people don't recognize, they don't realize this, is that Google's just one giant database, right? There's not a search engine for google.co.uk or google.es or google.com. It's just one repository. It's one set of data and information that they draw from, right? It's one index.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't recognize that because then it creates a lot of complexity, right? If you have one index, it's not like you're indexing or filing stuff like you are at the library, where all the Spanish pages go over here and all the German pages go over there and all the English pages come over here. It doesn't work that way. And so for that reason, your example is really relevant, right? That English pages are showing up in a Spanish market or vice versa, right? And ultimately, when you're talking about international websites, this is the great challenge. And it gets really challenging when you have more than two languages on any given site, right? If you get up to 3 or 4 or 30 or 60, it starts to get really complicated. So tell us a little bit about the relevancy of hreflang tags. Is this a declaration that you're making on your website? Like a declaration like, hey, no index the page? Is this a recommendation on a website? Give us a little more clarity in terms of how this tag is used and its importance.
So some people, I have discussed this with some SEOs as well, and some people do not consider it to be a must in some cases, right? In my case, I think if you have an international website with different languages targeting different countries, you should consider this because it just adds like a different level of information that you are giving to search engines. And they get a clearer idea about all the different pages in different languages that you have on your website. And they know exactly which one they need to serve for which users based on their language and country preferences. So in the end, what you are doing with this, you are improving the user experience because you are making sure that you are sending the right pages to the right users in those countries. Another thing, another benefit that I see of the hreflang tag is because you are reaching to a wider audience, you can end up increasing the traffic of your website, right? And this is more like a technical SEO aspect of this, but with hreflang tag, you can avoid duplicate content issues. Because let's say that you have a page in English, but you have three pages in English, right? One for the UK, one for Ireland, and one for the US. They are about the same thing. If they are about the same thing and in the same language, it is very likely that they are going to be duplicate. But with hreflang tag, you can make sure that Google understands they are just equivalents for different countries. So that's the relevancy of this.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
No, you brought up some really valid points there, right? Creating clarity for Google, creating understanding. But I think the one that you touched on that really resonates is the importance of the experience here, right? The idea is that you have something really useful for a given region in a given language, and you want to get that available to them. And so utilizing the tag is really your best signal. It's just tell Google, hey, over here, I have this great resource for people in this country or in this language. And that's really important because Google isn't just going to figure it out by themselves. They could, but it might take time, and it's not necessarily the most effective way of communicating with Google.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That's the case. And it really happens very often that they can get the pages wrong, and they can serve the like visitors from, like in my example before, people in the UK being shown Spanish pages.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the tools and the resources at your disposal to best implement hreflang.
So one of the best things these days to create hreflang tag and to inform very well what you're doing, it is AI.
Mm.
Like I have been using it lately to create hreflang tag, and it is fantastic in my opinion. It really helps creating the code. And sometimes if you don't know very well how to implement it, like recently, to be honest, like one of my proper first interactions with ChatGPT was about hreflang tag.
Oh, wow.
I was actually asking ChatGPT if I could implement hreflang tag for a website based on a theory that I had that I didn't know if it was going to work. And I just wanted to see if my points made actual sense. I actually proposed my idea to ChatGPT, and it came back with, look, you can do it like this. And it gave me different bullet points and steps. And I was like, okay, it makes sense. I'm going to try this. And it actually worked.
That's cool.
That's one very good tool that you can always use, ChatGPT, Gemini, one of these AI tools that have a lot of information that can really help. Another tool that I use a lot for hreflang tag is Screaming Frog. And that's mainly for auditing the implementation of it. Once you have implemented all the hreflang tag on your website, you need to make sure that you didn't leave anything missing. Like I remember, I mean, we need to understand that hreflang tag is one of the most complex things in SEO. I think it was John Mueller from Google. He said a few years ago that in his opinion, it was one of the most difficult things. And it is difficult, but the main thing here is that it's very easy to break. So just a tiny thing that you miss, you break the whole thing. And this is why I use Screaming Frog. Every time I implement it, I crawl the pages with Screaming Frog, and it's very easy to find the pages that don't have the hreflang tag implemented properly, or they are missing the self-referencing, or another page is not mentioning the equivalent in English, for example. So it's very simple with it.
No doubt. I mean, 100% agreement with you that there's a deep level of complexity. I love the idea of using AI to help assist in the clarification of hreflang. And it's always great to have a second set of eyes, even if it is a machine, to take a look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to move into successes, right? Like where have you seen this really work well? What are the types of clients and the types of content that this typically works really well in terms of the implementation of hreflang?
So in terms of websites that done very well after we implemented these, we had a client a few years ago about that. It was about the holidays website. And obviously they were targeting different countries, and we were mainly working on the UK market, the US market, and the UAE market. So the language of the website was mainly in English and then in Arabic, but the English was English for the UK and English for the US. So that is two different types of hreflang tag, because you need to specify that you want, this is a page in English for the UK, this is a page in English for the US, and then you have the Arabic equivalent of that. So we did this for them, and it worked very, very well. So we made sure that the right pages were ranking in the right countries, the right people. And yeah, the only thing is that obviously after you implement it, you need to keep a very close eye to any changes in the URLs or new pages, because if anything changes, you need to update the hreflang tag as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's it's a journey of both discovering what is right for the perfect region according to the language and content you have available. It's kind of a connection between those efforts. A last question for you here, Rodrigo, in terms of the process. How often should you be revisiting this topic of hreflang? And how often should you be looking at changes or improvements that you might want to make here?
If you have access to information about how often someone, I don't know, if your client is changing URLs, if you have that communication with them of like your client telling you, oh, I changed this URL, then as soon as they change it, update the hreflang tag. If you don't have that level of communication with them, because sometimes, you know, clients or people in other teams, they might change a URL and maybe they don't tell you and you find out later. I usually crawl the website like twice every month to find if there are any issues with the hreflang tag. If there are, I fix them.
Absolutely. Okay, that wraps up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. Thank you to Rodrigo Lasanta, lead SEO specialist at Digivate, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with Rodrigo, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, digivate.com.
Okay, thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.